social skills increasing, interpersonal skills increasing, emotional intelligence. So it's all kind of, it's all connected. And so there are lots of examples of building emotional intelligence online, and you can freely search them up, but I didn't want to give you the very generic answers, but I just have some very specific ones that I felt that has helped for me currently as I'm trying to build my emotional intelligence, which I have three here. So if you'd like, you can use these. So my first one is just reading and listening to new perspectives. So this could be reading fictional books from like a first person perspective of a character, to newspaper articles about a person, or biographies of how someone lived their life. Because by seeing these other perspectives that are diverse from yours, you are able to see how others live their life and build your own empathy, and build emotional intelligence. I think this one is a great one because I was just talking with my best friend, because we love reading books, and she was talking about how she was shocked about reading a perspective of someone who had bipolar disorder in one of the fiction books she was recently reading, and that it really helped her understand of how people with certain mental illnesses function, and the amount of destruction and mental pain that it causes them. And she felt more empathy for people with these usually very stigmatizing conditions that others tend to look down on. And I thought that was a great example. And also one of the things that inspired me to researching emotional intelligence more. So that was number one. Number two is active listening. So I've been trying to do this a bit more. It is still so difficult, and I try my best, but it is the act of just keeping your body language facing towards the person, trying to smile, and just listen to the person in front of you. Don't go on your phone, don't fidget, and just have all your attention to the other person and make them feel valued for what they're trying to say. This, of course, builds your social skills. And if you can remember things from past conversations, extra bonus, because people just love when you remember things about them. And so this is more of a common example, but I think it is very worthwhile to build. And then number three is sitting with your feelings. So this is sitting down on a bench or on your bed or on the ground, wherever you like, on the grass. No earbuds, no food, no distractions, nothing. Just sit there. And if you have a problem, think about the problem and why it makes you feel like this. And use the question why. So start with the problem, say why, think of the answer to that, and then ask why again. And keep asking why until you get to a deeper root cause. And that's where you can start picking apart and understanding yourself a bit more. I've only done this about a couple times at this point, and I should do it more. Because I have been... Okay, side note. I've been consulting ChatGPT for a couple situations at this point in my life. And it is very useful, but I feel like I should not be relying on artificial intelligence to get through situations in my life, which is helpful and can give me a more grounded perspective of, and an outside perspective of, what any cognitive distortions I have about this or that. But using just you yourself and sitting down, asking why, I believe will be more internally satisfying and more efficient for communication for yourself and others. And that is the summary of emotional intelligence. I deleted a lot of parts of my notes and rewrote them and deleted them because I felt like it was all over the place. So this is the condensed version of emotional intelligence being inter and intrapersonal skills. I also played a nice little playlist. It's called A Playlist for Walking Through Manette's Garden. Been really liking this, but I'm gonna turn it down because we're gonna go back to the music. Yay! I have a couple slow songs, some medium fast songs, and some fast songs. I'm trying to think what I want to do right now. We're gonna do a little more chill right now. So this next one was released as a single very recently by the artist Luna Lee and in collaboration with TGBLK. And it is a single, and the song is called Minnie Says, Would You Be Mine? Ooh, I should turn down my other music. Okay, well, this is Minnie Says, and enjoy!
You love enough and you love to death. It is a
razor blade, yeah.
You love enough and you run out of breath. You need a
respirator.
You love enough and there'll be nothing that's left. You need a
recreator.
You love enough and you just make a mess. You need a redecorator. You love enough and you forget how to dress. You need the
caretaker.
You love enough and you forget the rest. You need the
headshaker.
You love enough and you just get depressed. You need the
uplifter.
You love enough and you love to death. It is a real life taker.
Disability, you likely face barriers in your everyday life. At Neil Squire, we help break those barriers down by helping you access employment, technology, and the tools you need to live your life to the fullest. As a nonprofit organization, we empower people with disabilities all across Canada, and we are here for you too. Visit neilsquire.ca to learn more.
Atención.
Yuca Estéreo. Domingos 6 a 8 p.m. 90.1 CJSF Radio.
CJS.
90.1 FM.
Radio Mano Papachango.
90.1 FM. Yuca Estéreo.
Atención.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. You're tuning into Slumber Party, and I'm DJ Coco, your host for this hour. That last song you just heard was called Love to Death by Mother Mother from their newest album, Nostalgia. Mother Mother is pretty good band. I really like them. Not pretty good, very good band. And they are actually from Vancouver Island, from a very small place called Quadra Island, which is near Campbell River, which I didn't know. They have some other very popular songs, such as Hayloft, that blew up over social media. So, but great to have some Vancouver Island representation. Very, very happy about that. No, we got some more time. I was gonna say my goodbyes as usual, but we still got a couple minutes, so I'll come back in a little while. This next one, I'm gonna skip over to my more upbeat songs now. This one is called Somebody New by Dee Dee Austin. Found this one on Apple Music when I was scrolling through my Canadian new CanCon new content, and it is some Indigenous pop. So Dee Dee Austin is from a First Nations group called the Abjiwi on Prince Edward Island, and I was also looking at some of her other work and videos, and she actually sang on Canada's Got Talent this year, only a couple months ago, and she got the Golden Buzzer. Very cool. Did not know that. So, it was a much slower song on the Golden Buzzer, but this one takes a 360 from the slow music that she sang on Canada's Got Talent. So, anyways, this is Somebody New by Dee Dee Austin. Enjoy.
I'm sorry, baby, you had your chance, can't take it back. This red, red heart is kettle black. I'm over that, and I move on to someone I can trust. Somebody new.
such a good song. Been dancing in the studio this last while. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. You're tuning into Slumber Party, and that last song you just heard was called Crave by Rochelle Jordan. I believe this was a single. Yes, was a single. And she's from Toronto. I saw her in collaboration, or not saw her, I heard her in a collaboration with Kay Trinata on one of the songs from his new album, or new-ish album, Timeless. One of my favorite albums of all time. Definitely recommend to go listen to that. And the song right before that, I already introduced, but I'll do it one more time again. That was Somebody New by D.D. Austin. So some indigenous pop, but it was more like electronic at that point. And she did a lot of slow songs. I checked out the artist, and she does lots of other songs, but they were all slow songs. And this was just recently released, and it is completely different. And I love it. I loved it. So anyways, the main point of me coming back on here is to give my thank yous and my goodbyes for tonight, because we are almost at 7 p.m. already. I got a place to be. I got dinner to eat. And you need another show to listen to. And so up next, we have at 7 p.m. Sociologic with not a live episode, but this was recorded for today from Rebecca, who recently just left to go back home to the UK, and I'm very sad because we can't do our grateful talks or a lot of the other things that we've done at the station together. Rebecca has been interning as the public affairs/journalist intern from England for the past year, and she worked here, and I guess she was there was unpaid work here for a year. She worked 9 to 5 normally, and we are the exact same age, and she's from a university, Loughborough University. And it was nice because I am usually pretty antisocial and don't like eating lunch with new people. So when we met, it was great because we got along straight away. And for most of last year, we had lunch together, had lots of talks and late night radio studying / her prepping crosswords. And we recently went to the Nanaimo National Campus Community Radio Association conference for it. We went over together, and we went to an SFU gala together even, but it has been a great time, and I am so sad that she is going back, but it was inevitable, and all her family and nearly all of her friends are over there, but we will connect in the future. We'll make sure of it. And also do some crosswords, because she started my obsession with crosswords now, and now I have a bunch of the Peak newspapers in my room needing to be completed. So that's kind of my little send-off to Rebecca. I believe actually she's flying out right now. Something about her leaving right about now, I forgot what the story is. I half tuned out in the conversation. Brutal truth. But something about her flying out and her only being able to listen to this episode at 7, which is the final sociologic episode. So go listen. Wait a couple minutes. Go listen. Would recommend. And right after Sociologic's last episode, we have Bitcoover at 8 p.m. with our music coordinator, Connor. So also stick around for that, for the two great upcoming shows. Okay, I think I'm going to end it off with one more song, because I am getting all amped up for no reason right now, and I think I need to calm myself down. So let's see what last couple songs we have. Ooh, these are not very chill. Oh well, okay. This last one is called Chameleon by Foamboy from the album Lime Knife Time Hand. Yeah, no, from the EP Lime Knife Time Hand. So I'm gonna play that and wishing you all the best for tonight and also sleeping through tonight, because I'm not gonna be able to sleep tonight. I got 3 fans going on in my room, so good luck. Bye.
See you guys next week, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.